Monday morning on 981 2NM, you've been waiting all weekend to find out what you should watch on the television. I bring the Oracle in to tell us what we need to know. How are you this morning, my love?
I am feeling spooky today.
Today's theme is dark dramas. Where do we start?
We're going to start with The Sinner. This is the last season of The Sinner, sadly. It stars Bill Pullman as another one of these detectives with a lot of baggage. And he is the force throughout all four seasons. And every season there is a murder or some other crime, sort of unusual crime that he has to solve. There's often elements of mysticism or something a bit weird, but not in the realm of new detective or any of that. The thing that makes The Sinner good is that it's soapy. It's dark, but it's not relentlessly dark. And there's still all that twisty, turny, plot-twisty component that you get with the sort of more kind of puzzly detective dramas, but also that sort of darkness and character development. And season three was a real disappointment for me. And this season four is a magnificent return to form. They're fantastic at the background, so you really get a sense of place. This one is on an island, and all the players in it are like fishermen, or they sort of, you know, that's their jobs, and yep. Sort of idyllic island. And every actor in this is tremendous, and it really adds to the feel and the atmosphere, and you can really just kind of lose yourself in it and watch him solve the puzzle. It's very fun television, and, you know, feel serious without being too serious.
TV mysteries come in two versions. One where they actually give you the answer and then you watch the protagonist twist and turn throughout the season, or they don't give you the answer and you're there with them as they try and solve the puzzle. What kind is this?
You think you've got the answer, and every two or three episodes there's a twist that you didn't see coming, and so...
I like it.
I guess, and, you know, I like all these Harlan Corbin ones that are popping up everywhere. It's really well written, better written than those.
Okay, and the second one today is Ozark, also on Netflix. I started watching it. I don't know why I stopped, to be honest. I was really enjoying it, but I just never went back.
I love Laura Linney. I have loved Laura Linney.
Oh, me too. Since, yeah.
You know, for decades, and she's brilliant in everything she does. Jason Bateman is having, you know, such a great second half of his career. Ozark is a couple of sort of, you know, wealthy middle-aged white parents who end up being involved with the mafia through the sort of drug cartels accidentally.
Yeah.
And it's the story of how they're in that. Now, I'm an on-again, off-again watcher of this, mainly for the actors and the way that they're parents as well as terrible criminals. Because, you know, they're not hiding it from their kids. Their kids are part of the story. So it's kind of like, This Is Us meets Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's weirdly shot with a blue or green sheen over the whole lot, which is kind of weird. It is dark. It's very singularly tonal, so I can only watch one or two episodes at a time. I will say again, just like The Sinner, season four is much more back to true to form. It's much more engaging. It doesn't drag, but it is dark and relentless.
I think you might have hit on the reason why I didn't go back to it, because I was in a period a few years ago where I was binging and Tim-Tamming everything, but I just couldn't go too many episodes of Ozark in a row. The first episode, it still sticks with me. I mean, it's a very confronting first episode. You just can't do too many of them at the same time.
You know, sometimes I just watch the recap on YouTube and start a show at season three or season four. Like, nobody says you've got to watch everything.
No,
you know,
that's true.
I'm still my husband.
Well, in fact, actually, studies say that you really shouldn't. You should leave them, you know, a few days in between, because otherwise you'll forget everything that you've watched.
Yeah, and something like Ozark, if you're too deep in it, you're left with a quite an unpleasant taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't want it to unbalance your good mood too much,
yeah.
But it does make you think, and honestly, I watch anything Laura Linney's in.
As would I. I'd watch her reading the phone book for sure. And the Oracle will join us again next week to tell us more television that we should be watching around the Upper Hunter. Thank you, my love. You have a great week.
See you then.